The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
There seems, and I'm quoting, to be a pothole on every road, and ones that were there before have grown. It's a bit of a disaster. Those are the words of Daniel Pender, Fianna Fáil County Councillor, and Cathaoir Lough of Winnevug in Carlow on the state of the roads following this is, of course, Storm Chandra. And he joins us now. And we are also joined by Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert for CarZone. Good evening to both of you. Daniel, going to come to you first of all. You're in Carlow. How bad is the situation on your roads?
Good evening, Ciara. The situation on the roads in Carlow is diabolical at the moment. In the south of the county, some of the roads have washed away and we've had to resort to agricultural methods where we've had to put gravel down so that milk lorries can access farms and that people are not isolated in incredibly rural areas. And even as we move towards more built up areas, the potholes there are have grown incredibly. As a result of Storm Chandra. So we're waiting on the government to announce new funding to deal with this problem. But it's incredibly difficult and it's caused a lot of people to burst their tyres. And it's another expense on top of everything else that's happening at the moment. So it's not good.
No, I live in Wicklow and I drive in and out of the office most days. Sometimes I do get public transport, but it depends. And I would often be driving. And I have seen a huge amount of new potholes on my own journey in and out of work, some of which are absolutely massive. I was unaware up until relatively recently, Daniel, that if somebody bursts a tyre or throws a tyre or gets a puncture or a blowout or whatever as a result of a pothole, that they have an opportunity to seek compensation from the local authority.
They do. So there is a form that they can fill out and return to the county council. It requires details, for example, the location of the pothole and when the incident occurred. And the county council insurance department will take it on and they'll adjudicate one way or the other on it. It is something that is lesser known amongst people. But what I've found in the past couple of weeks is people have been requesting the form. There seems to be a new awareness out there. And I don't know if it's in relation to the cost of living pressures that are going on at the moment or just the state of the roads, that people might forgive one or two potholes around the place. But when one road alone has three or four potholes and that's across the entire county, they become a little bit less forgiving and maybe want to look for their money back.
And maybe lastly on this for now, Daniel, I know this is anecdotal, but are you getting a lot of people contacting Carlow County Council on this?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people coming to me looking for the contact information to talk to the council, request the form and to submit the form. But specifically around potholes, it's an endless list. I have a list as long as my arm at this point and it continues to grow every single day. So it's across the county and it's getting worse before it'll get better.
All right. Let's bring in Conor Faulkner. Conor, I'm sure you heard much of what Daniel had to say there. I know that there was an issue around spending on roads, specifically when the Greens were in power. I think there was a spending ratio of 2-1, public transport versus roads. Does that impact on our ability, do you believe, to maintain our roads, particularly in the wake of heavy, heavy rain or storms?
Well, no, it shouldn't. I mean, firstly, that policy is now gone, thankfully. It may have been well-intentioned, but it was never a good policy. But it's a question of cost and degree. Now, we have a lot of secondary road in Ireland physically, Ciara. There's about 96,000 kilometres of road in Ireland, of which nearly 90,000 is secondary road. And some counties physically have an awful lot of it, Wicklow being one example of that. But it's their responsibility to maintain it. Between all of them, it costs about €720 million per annum to maintain the secondary road network. And even that's not adequate, because in a normal year, there'll be, you know, motorists complaining about potholes in various places. And when you get a wallop from the weather, which happened with Storm Chandra, that repair bill goes up again. So one of the solutions definitely is more money, and I would suggest more money from central government. And if they want to know where that comes from, I know one of the other items you're talking about today, Ciara, is the cost of oil. Mm-hmm. Government's going to collect, it's pushing €4 billion in taxes on road fuels this year. Now, with that amount of money coming in, they can fix the roads. And I wouldn't be quick to criticise individual local authorities, Wicklow or Carlow or a couple of the other ones where I've heard complaints. I think the bigger malaise is they do need a budget. to be able to maintain secondary roads. That budget needs to flex when you get weather damage. And, you know, there needs to be a reasonable approach from central government for that.
OK. And so, Conor, the actual spend on new roads, which is that a separate budget to this maintenance one, particularly for things like, as I say, post-extreme weather sort of events?
Yes, Ciara. There's annually, every year, the government spends about 1.5 billion on roads, and half of that is sort of new road construction. There's other income you could look at as well, like toll revenue, for example. But very roughly, 1.5 billion per annum spent on roads. Of that, about 720 goes to the minor road network, those smaller roads that are maintained by the counties, and the rest goes to the primary road network and to new road development. But as I say, the primary road network carries half the traffic, but it's only about 5,000 or 6,000 kilometres out of 96,000 kilometres of road that we possess. And per capita, that means we actually have an awful lot more minor and secondary roads than most other countries. So the maintenance challenge is always going to be a pretty big one in Ireland. But, I mean, that's no reason for shirking it. And there are motorists who said to me that they can see money being spent on bicycle lanes that seem to be upgraded every second month. And there's cash for those sorts of things. There really should be cash for repairing potholes as well.
Would it be your position that we spend too much on things like landscaping, cycle lanes, those types of things, and not enough on actually road surfacing?
Well, I mean, they're all nice to have, Ciara, but, you know, we won't run out of things that we need to spend money on. But I think in question of prioritisation, if I'm a motorist in South County Carlow at the moment, or Wicklow or Wexford, and I've seen what Storm Chandra did, and I've just failed the NCT, and I'm looking at 300-400 quid of repair cost, you know, I'd be getting a little weary of some of the other initiatives for which there seems to be no shortage of money, while complaining continually about the dirty big hole in my local road.
Let me come back to you, Daniel. Would you agree with that? I suppose the way in which these monies are spent, that it is not perhaps the best way in which they're spent?
No, I completely understand where you're coming from. And since the storm, I've been scrutinising the County Council's budget a little bit more toughly, because when you think about it, if the road outside your door is breaking up and you see the erection of new structures or retiring of roads that aren't in that bad condition, you kind of begin to question how well the County Council is spending its money. We're lucky in Carlow that we have a good team that are working hard and doing their best, but I will be bringing some proposals to the executive to reroute some money, but we do need additional money from central government to help us over the line with regards to the roads that have broken up in a very bad way.
Look, thank you both very much for joining us on that. That was Daniel Pender there, Fianna Fáil County Councillor, and Cathaoirleach Luck at Muine Bhig in Carlow, and Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert for CarZone.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.